You've seen fire and ice, but have you seen my St. Elmo's fire? I think not. Yeah. You know what? It was terrible.
It was bad. You should feel bad.
Hey, Rob here with the Guys, Games, and Beer crew. There's Larry.
There's Travis.
Fucker.
There's Tom.
Hey,
Tom, what the hell did you just say? What time is it in the morning, by the way?
It's time for the fucking bar to open because we're already, it's like 8 or 12 and I have not had a damn drink yet this morning.
That's my man.
All I'm saying is there better be alcohol at this place when we get there.
Where are we heading, Tom?
We are heading to Fire and Ice in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. Fire and Ice is a gaming convention, tabletop and board. We're going to see, we're meeting up with a game store. What's the game store, Rob?
Stockpile games.
I
had to think about it a second.
Right, and we're going to stop at their store while we're up here, too.
And they don't know that we're coming.
They don't know that we're coming?
No, Stockpile Games does not know that we're going to come in.
I thought they didn't know we were coming.
In fact, our contact was on site yesterday and is not on site today in typical G2B fashion.
Oh, our day late, dollar short?
That's us.
All right, well, just the same, we will hunt them down, see what they've got that's interesting, and find some beer.
That's right. Guys, Games, and Beer.
Planning.
Alcohol. Yeah. And planning, nothing. It's just about alcohol. We don't have to plan anything. There just has to be booze.
It's Wisconsin, that's for yourself.
Exactly.
Here, we can get a segment done. What have you been playing, Travis?
I'm currently on the Animal Crossing because I figured it's a good way to pass the time on a 2-hour drive. And
what have you been playing since you woke up this morning, Travis? Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Literally, he woke up.
What?
Got dressed and pop. That was it, man.
Well, no. I mean, like, we were, like, out the door 15 minutes after I got up, so it's technically on the trip. Just saying.
Okay, all right.
Whatever, you just chill us because you're driving.
Tom,
because I'm driving, otherwise I'd be playing something.
Tom, what have you been playing?
What have I been playing? I just finished hacking my PS2 up, put a hard drive in it, and tried Ico.
You were up at, like, fucking 5 in the morning doing that.
I know. It's Ico, right?
Ego, yeah.
Ego, which looks fucking awesome, by the way.
And I told him, anybody else has to confirm this, he has to play Shadow of the Colossus.
I'm working on it.
He is geeking out.
It's like the best game on the PS2.
Period. Period.
Okay, Shadow of the Colossus is the next one. I'll get that and play that. But right now I'm playing Ego.
Ego is good.
Yes.
Shadow of the Colossus is better.
All right. So that's what I've been playing. Larry, what have you been playing?
Well, I think I'm getting to the end of Skyrim, finally.
What? Finally?
Yeah, I think
there's
so.
There's never an end to Skyrim.
Well, I mean, I'm getting tired of it. I think they're most of the main quests are done. You know, so but you know, it's kind of a problem. I'm kind of a completist. So
yeah, but if you're a completist, you're screwed with Skyrim.
I know. I'm miscellaneous. I'm just not gonna do. That's done.
You made a decision.
Yeah.
Do you have any expansions?
I
came with some of the expansions.
If you haven't played through the Dawn Guard quests, play through the Dawn Guard quests.
Alright.
The what
really
quests?
Good.
The what quests?
The Dawn Guard quests. That's one of the DLC. I think that was the first DLC that came out after release, if I remember correctly. But it's vampires and werewolves and cool stuff. So,
hold on.
Yeah. Right? All the good stuff.
Well, I'm a werewolf already.
Oh, you are?
Then
yeah.
Have that.
I've been a werewolf quest for many days.
Yeah, you've got that expansion already then.
Yeah. Okay. And, well, because it's open, I had no idea that was an expansion because it's just
No. It's part of the Fighter's Quest.
Oh, okay.
You can become a werewolf. This one adds vampires and then vampire hunters.
So, I wonder if, since I'm already a werewolf, if I can convert to being a vampire.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
It could be
some
both.
Underworld style action.
Right.
I'm sorry, that movie was pretty bad.
I know you liked it.
Yes, and
fucking
skin tight.
All
leather.
The way through it.
Yeah, yeah.
So what the hell is your point, Travis?
To make it, I mean, that was the only redeeming quality of that movie. Just put that out there.
That was filmed in Eastern Europe, and I like that background.
She still didn't do what
yeah,
she
you
was
liked
told.
Her background. We
I
it.
Loved her background.
So, and the other thing I discovered, we've all been playing Vectrex, and I don't have the Mindstorm overlay, but I found the Chasm overlay, the Cosmic Chasm overlay, works really well for it.
For Mindstorm?
Yeah. You would think it wouldn't because it's framed out with quite a bit of stuff around it, but when you put it on there and actually turn the game on and play it, the high score is boxed out, and it's boxed out in a different color than the main screen, and you can kind of see the number of ships left is also kind of boxed out in a different color, and then the main screen is all red, and there's nothing on the screen that's underneath any of the Chasm drawings on the outside, which I sort of thought they would be. But they're not. So if you're playing Vectrex and you happen to have the Chasm one, that's a good one to
kind of swap them around. There's only like three real overlays.
Yeah.
They just change the colors.
Well.
All right, fine.
You know, some of them are real specific, and I sort of thought that one might be specific just because it's got a lot of framing to it. But
yeah.
It actually works fine. So.
Awesome. Yeah. And I've been playing Deadpool.
Yeah, and what was your favorite scene in Deadpool? Come on, tell
me. That scene where... I'm not done with it, so there might be other
spoiler
scenes.
Alert.
Spoiler alert.
Like in the first 30 minutes of the game.
So all right. So
yeah,
all right. Spoiler, so go ahead and tell
me. No, I was like in the first hour, but still. He walks up to a couple of bad guys in the restroom, and they're peeing at urinals. He slaps one on the ass, and he just walks up to the two of them and starts peeing next to him and talking to him. It's fucking hilarious. God, I love that. That is fucking hilarious.
For that scene alone,
and they're just and if you sit there and you don't do anything for a while, which I do a lot in games, he'll just sit there just talking shit to him. Of course, he shoots him after he gets away from him. But
oh well.
That was they already got the spoiler alert. So
right.
But anyway, that's what else have I been playing? I've been playing something else. Oh, I tried NVIDIA Grid. Because I've got NVIDIA Shield. NVIDIA Grid allows you to play like PC games from anywhere. It's like it's kind of like the OnLive gaming service, but it works.
Okay.
So I've been streaming The Witcher and High Octane. A couple other games
now you're
to it.
Streaming from their servers, not from a
from their servers
okay,
to,
so you don't have to
my house.
Server at your house.
No, you can do that, but because NVIDIA is a bunch of assholes, my laptop one is excluded from that.
Okay.
Because for whatever reason, they didn't put the technology into their laptop stuff. Although I heard they were going to have it for laptops. That's one of the reasons why I bought the Shield. The efforts. Have not put it in there. Why the hell would you do that? All right, that's a rant, though.
Yeah.
But anyway, it does play grid great. I really had... There's maybe one or two stutters. They're testing it mostly in California right now. But I'm in Wisconsin, and it worked fine, too.
How's the
played really well.
Interface and everything work okay?
There is no interface. You click on the game...
And you go.
And you launch it like it's you're on your PC.
Very cool.
You can swipe as a pointer if you really want, but
no,
there's no
like,
reason
I
to
like
ever do it.
I idea.
You know, because it just takes the Xbox controls.
Nice.
So, yeah. Really well done. All right. That's it for this segment, damn it.
Good.
We got to find a bar.
My light's flashing. We're recording.
Oh.
Start it again.
Hey, this is Rob with Guys, Games, and Beer. I'm with...
Chris from Stockpile Games.
Hey, and we're here at the Fire and Ice Convention in Manitowoc. So, why don't you tell me a little bit about Stockpile Games?
Well, Stockpile Games is a new game store in Manitowoc. We opened up in July of 2013. We are a diverse inventory between board games, card games, lots of video games, and we are expanding into miniatures games.
So, nice. So a little bit of everything. How long have you been opening in?
About 8 months.
About 8 months. So you are really new.
Yep.
And what made you decide to get into this?
Basically, we just felt that there was a need for a really good gaming store in the area.
Oh, but you have GameStop.
Oh, that, really?
That is true. Games. There is a GameStop in Manitowoc, and we felt the need for a really good game store in Manitowoc.
I gotta see you guys. Right answer. A good taste, a good mix of some cool classic hardware. Board game selection's top notch. I've already rated the Boss Monster, King of Tokyo. Both really great, fun party games. Play with friends, really easy to pick up, but still got a little bit of depth to them. The selection is really awesome, so I can see that right away.
And I should have asked you before we started this interview what you know about Boss Monster.
All right, Boss Monster is an amazing card game. What it is you're taking the role of a boss villain from an old NES, Super Nintendo style game, and you have to build your dungeon, filling it with loot for all the different heroes to come in. So if you want thieves, you got to put gold. If you want mages, you have to put spell books in your dungeon. You have to draw them into your dungeon and kill them. First person to get 10 hero souls wins.
Nice.
Is the expansion expand the number of players?
I don't believe it does. It adds more heroes. It adds special item and ability cards for heroes. And it also adds...
Things and stuff.
But wait, there's more things.
We're big fans of things and stuff. All right, around
good,
here.
Good.
And I noticed that you got a Dreamcast in the box, which
we have a Dreamcast
in the box.
Yes,
in the box. We have this thing where we buy a lot of Dreamcasts in this group.
You have the Hello Kitty one.
I do have the Hello Kitty in a box. I have issues.
That's fine.
Admittedly.
He just stares at it all day.
How many just out of curiosity, how many Dreamcasts do you own?
I personally own one.
Okay,
Rob,
you're normal.
Okay, right, normal. How many do you own?
Three.
Two.
Now.
I only have one.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So,
really?
Well, we're not too bad then. Only me and you
are
the strangest
one. Okay.
So yeah.
I just
my
pick them off.
Solid as a rock. My heads are broke. So.
Yeah, well, I've got the one set up in the back and the one in the front. So okay. So that being said, now we're really big retro hardware guys. We've got a fairly good selection here. Do you get a lot of market in this area for retro hardware?
We do. In fact, not only do we have the vintage systems, we also have retro systems that play the old games, your Retrons, Retrons 2s, Retron 3, which plays NES, Super NES, and Genesis games.
Cool. Well, we plan to stop on your store later and actually shoot a little footage there, and we'll let our viewers look at that as well.
Yep, perfect.
Also, I noted, we're just going to keep going.
That's fine. Yeah, we'll just...
I noticed that you got cards there. Do you buy and sell cards too?
Yes, we do.
The Poker Mans? It drives my kid nuts. The kid's crazy.
We currently sell a little bit of Poker Man. Mostly Magique, however.
Magique?
Yes.
The Magique.
Only the finest
Magique.
That's
a French game, by the way.
And Yu-Gi-Oh! As well.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yes. That's how it's pronounced, correct?
Or Yogurto?
Yo-Gi-Yo. I'm going to have to defer to you on this one. I believe it's correct.
Oh, yeah. My expertise is unquestioned.
No magic? Magic.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely
just
find some
magic.
Just to clarify.
Well, we're going to stop by your shop later, and we're going to harass some of your employees as well.
That's fine.
All right. Nice meeting you.
No problem.
Oh, what's the address, by the way?
The address is...
Yes.
Yeah, we'll edit.
Jed.
Actually, we won't edit that out.
We're
going to leave
like
that in.
It's fine. It is 1130 Washington Street in Manitowoc, Wisconsin.
All right.
Awesome.
Website?
Do you have on Facebook
website,
or anything?
Stockdale. We will be expanding into StockdaleGames.com. We are on Facebook.
All right. So find them on Facebook, people. Go to their website when they're there, and we will put links on the website for it.
Good job. You did your job today.
My job is always to ask for your website. That's all I do. That's the reason
that's
they bring me to these
job.
Shows.
Fine.
All right?
I appreciate it.
3, 2, 1.
Hi, this is Brooke and Larry with Guys Games and Beer, and I'm with...
Bob Moses from Chimera Hobby Shop.
All right. Let's tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, we're set up at Fire and Ice Game Convention here. I've been doing this show for a number of years. We've been business 24 years now. Stores in Fond du Lac and Appleton.
So, what's been the hot seller this week?
This convention, they just love their board games. If you look around, there's board games everywhere. So, board games.
Okay.
So, you're mainly a board game store?
We do everything from board games to comic books, plush toys, My Little Pony. If people like it, we try to have it.
Okay, so all you bronies, you know where you need to go now.
Tom's a huge brony,
I'm a huge brony.
Giant brony.
Well, here, we should just...
See, look at that. I don't even have that one yet. There you go.
It makes your eyes pop.
A little Applejack for you.
Does kind of go in my eye. Good. Just saying.
I should have taken a picture of that.
You should have, but you didn't. Too late now. Okay, so.
24 years in business.
Yes.
You're doing really well. And you've seen a lot of changes over the years, I would imagine.
Yeah, everything from, big boom in comics back in the 90s, sports cards, everything. Board games, like you said, board games are huge right now, Magic. It's been a fun ride.
Do you host tournaments and things like that?
Yeah, we do tournaments for a lot of the card games, board game nights, that kind of thing.
I've noticed a recent boom in, indie board games and card games coming out. Has that affected your business quite a bit?
It definitely helps. You got to keep on the cutting edge, trying to get the new stuff in because people ask about it. You got to just pay attention to what they want.
Yeah. So you have a lot of people actually coming in looking for the new indie games, the latest. If they see it on Kickstarter, will they come to you and ask, hey, I saw this thing on Kickstarter? Do you have it?
Most people, if they see it on Kickstarter, are definitely going to jump on it with Kickstarter, because you have a bit better deal from them. But once it comes out and gets into distribution and stuff, we definitely sell it.
Well, sometimes you're a little late to a Kickstarter.
Yeah.
That's true. I did have to buy Ogre on myself online, so I didn't have to. I missed that one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I...
You've missed more than a few,
Monster
Larry.
Boss. I heard of that one. I went, oh, yeah, this has been long gone.
Larry's a little slow to the games.
Yeah.
On everything.
Larry, his gaming is usually 10 years behind everybody else's game.
Oh, that's good sometimes.
So he's just hitting, he's in a little low now,
magic,
you know?
Hey. Just hitting third edition for D&D.
It's very affordable.
Yeah, that's right.
Get some deals.
You said you have two stores. Again, the locations on those were?
Fond du Lac and Appleton, Wisconsin.
Cool, cool. Website for your stores?
www.jamirahobby.com.
Oh, and we throw this out there every time. My job is to always ask what the website is.
Oh, okay.
And I'll ask one job, before, and he does it.
And I'll ask you again before the interview is done, what's your website? You don't have to say yet. Wait, I'll ask you one more time.
I can see after a few beers I might mess that up.
Yeah, see?
So you do a lot of these conventions?
Yeah, we do probably 10 to 15 conventions a year.
And what's your next one?
Next one is actually next weekend at UW Platt, PlattCon, which we've been doing for 23 years straight.
Wow. Second time I've heard it here. Yeah.
That's what?
Second time I've heard that one here.
PlattCon?
Today. Yeah.
It's been going for a number of years. I think they've been, it's a nice college convention, 25 years, I think.
Right on campus?
Yep.
Nice.
Ah, like Gen Con used to be.
Yeah, like Gen Con used to be.
Old school.
We still have deep-seated hatred and issues about that, but that's a whole other story.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
So is there... We won't get over
Parkside when it was there.
So. Oh, wow.
Is there anything you've played lately that you personally have enjoyed?
I played Seven Wonders a few weeks ago for the first time. I thought that was a blast. That was a good time.
What generally was that game about?
It's a drafting, deck-building game a little bit. Yeah. I only played it once, so I don't have a whole lot of insight into it.
Deck building games seem to be pretty hot right now. I really like the concept of them. So.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
What do you have one play player regularly?
I'm mostly a role player, so I just played Pathfinder last night. So that's my about that stuff.
Pathfinder's huge right now.
Yeah. We've been an interview with them.
That's a good one.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other story.
That's pretty funny.
All right, so one more time, your website is?
www.jamirahobby.com.
And you are located in Appleton and Fond du Lac?
That's correct.
Fantastic. Next convention, you're going to be at the Platteville one. Will you be at Convergence this summer?
We're not going to be at Convergence. We're going to be at Nexus Game Fair.
You'll be
Milwaukee.
At Nexus. Cool.
Gen Con coming up in August.
Oh, you're going to be at Gen Con too?
Yes.
Do you have a booth down there?
14 booths. Huh? It's our biggest ever.
Holy,
come visit us.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's a whole island in itself.
We will, we'll definitely have to make a point to get down there and see you there too. We do interviews down at Gen Con. We will stop and say hi.
Stop by right by the concession area in the front of the hall.
That's where we are most of the time.
Yeah.
Hey, tell you, great deals here.
Yeah, we love doing deals at shows. So if you catch us at a show, you're going to be real happy with us.
So, all right. Well, thanks for spending a little time with us.
Well, thank you for interviewing you.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You really didn't have to keep. You had to take a little farther. Just go over that.
Yeah.
It's a week later, but Guys, Games, and Beer is still rolling. Live from Toad Hall. It's the end.
Live from New York.
Guys, Kids, and Beer. Ah! All right, so we were looking for a topic that we didn't accidentally do during the Fire and Ice. Yeah, during Fire and Ice.
Yeah, we did a lot of things accidentally during Fire and Ice, and most of them, ooh, not pretty.
Yeah, but your pants are cleaned up now.
All right, good.
Ooh. And your car.
And your car. And the sheets.
And you got the dead hooker out of this trunk. I'm really impressed about that.
Well, you know, I like to keep it clean.
Thank you.
Guys, they're only hookers when they're dead.
Exactly.
I said dead hooker.
That's right.
That's a double negative. Right? If it's a dead hooker,
so all I'm hearing right now are dead hookers are good.
Fair.
Wow,
so, hi.
Aha, uh-huh, wow. Yeah, what did you want for Christmas, little boy?
Oh, I've got something. So we're coming up on Lent.
We got coming up on Lent.
And we're going to talk.
Tuesday.
Yep. So we're going to talk about the games we're giving up for Lent. Like anybody's really going to give anything up.
And we'll never fake it. Masturbate.
Makes you blind, obviously.
Yeah,
burr. Right, that's why I have 20/20 vision.
And glasses. Just decorative.
That's true.
He doesn't look smart. All right, so Tom, what are you giving up for Lent?
Okay, well, I'm not giving up a game. I am going to actually give up buying all this frickin' retro hardware for
Lent. You know
what's
going to happen?
That's a big lie.
You're going to go to friggin' Midwest Gaming Classic, and 2 days later, you're going to spend another $300.
After Lent. I've got $300 budgeted.
He's going to be like,
hey, I'm just sitting here, man. Isn't it in the middle of Lent?
Yeah, it is, actually. So, well, maybe, okay, I'm going to try really hard to give up buying. So literally, I just bought.
Okay, so you just screwed that. But
well,
yeah,
maybe I didn't. So I literally, I just today my I just got my wireless remotes for my Nintendo NES, the Nintendo One. So
Nintendo One, cold turkey on buying all this retro gear. So you're basically going to need video game methadone.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So
wait, there was a wireless controller.
Evidently, I found them and I got a set of them.
It came out during the
time that the Nintendo was out. Acclaim made it. Same people who made the one for the Genesis.
They had to be horribly efficient on that.
I'm going to find out, man. Hey, the ones they made for the Genesis were really good. They actually last a long damn time.
Longer than the Game Gear.
Yeah.
Everything lasts longer than the Game Gear.
So, yeah, I'm going to try to cut my retro hardware by. That's my Lent.
Well, that's failed.
Already.
I'm going to give up Centipede, because I haven't played it in years, and I'm just going to give up something easy. That, and I never do Lent. Ever. I'm a heathen. So I'm going to play
all the video games. Let's pretend. It's really...
This is
Let's
Pretend.
What's your gaming... addiction.
Yeah.
All right, fine. The addiction right now would be Dead Island Epidemic. Just love me some closed beta. It's so tasty.
Chris jealous. This reminds
me
of a porn. Travis keeps
taking
pictures.
Yeah, what is this? It's like...
Oh, my God. Brian looks so sexy.
Yes.
What the hell?
That was the goal.
You ever see the jerk? It's like my eyes are starting to cross.
Hey,
I'm suing you.
What are you giving up for Lent?
Just put it in your mouth.
Put it in your mouth.
This is ridiculous. Well, you know, I've been playing the hell out of Skyrim, so I would
Skyrim
think
job.
I'd have to jump off of Skyrim. You know,
if you would give something up for Lent.
So I'm still enjoying it. See, that's the key. Is you got to be enjoying it. It was either that or the Vetrex.
Ooh.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen.
Yeah. So that probably should be it if you're going for the spirit. The thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going for the spirit of it.
Yeah.
Just waiting for those flame powers and the Holy Spirit.
Matt, so.
You hit him on the cheek.
I'm gonna lose the audio quality on this one.
You sort of got a religious.
There's gonna be a bunch of
going there. You know, with the
yeah, like the incense thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
frankincense.
We're picking a new pope.
Is there black smoke coming out?
The
yeah.
Out of my ass.
Well, I think the Catholic God really wants me to give up PC gaming for Lent, but I think the Protestant God wants me to have fun during Lent more than the Catholic God wants me to suffer.
Follow the Mormon Ooh. God.
Make sure you follow Cthulhu.
Have all the cups.
It's a fun guy.
Any monster.
So are you saying the
Protestant
forces you to play more?
That's true. Nice. At gunpoint.
Until you don't like it.
Wait.
Well, being locked in a closet, right? Smoking.
Brian, in your announcer voice. What are you giving up for
lunch? Everyone's looking at me. I can't do it right now. What am I giving up for lunch? I'm not giving up anything for lunch. And, oh, everyone's in my face.
That's not your announcer voice.
God damn it. Do your announcer voice.
Where's my camera when I need it?
Which announcer voice are we talking? Are we talking modern announcer voice or are we talking
1920s? No,
you would have multiple announcer voices.
I would.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
What am I giving up for lunch, Rob? Well, I'm a sinner in the hands of an angry god. Dear Xbox, blessed are you among consoles, play for me now in the hour of my death, which I hope is stalled by a respawn. Amen.
So, wow.
Yeah.
That's special.
That was special, actually.
How are you there, Travis? I have way too many gaming sins. I would have to give up so much if I had to redeem myself. I can't even... We are just horrible people. Look at all you. I just want to, like... Do the traditional religious thing and look at all you guys being horrible gamers to totally overlook.
So you're not giving up my left nut for Lent.
He's really taking all of his studies at work.
Yeah, right?
For Rent.
Seriously, I should probably give him my 3DS.
Hey, noob, what are you talking about on the phone? Apparently my roommate had a what-the-fuck moment, so... Yeah, he's calling me about his what-the-fuck moment. So I'm going to start with the funny one. Let's see if we can get him to say it on air. All right, go with the funny one right away.
There was a lady standing in the turn lane with a stroller with possibly a real baby inside it with a blanket over her head, and then she was holding a fake baby.
What the fuck?
The blanket was over her head, not the baby's head.
She had a fake baby or...
Two fake babies or one
She had fake babies in a crib.
In
it's kind of scary.
In
yeah, she's pushing around some fake babies in the stroller. That's
for real.
You got him saying it!
Yeah, you said rent!
Yeah, I want to give up
rent for Lent. Yeah.
Good idea. Go pay it rent.
Yeah.
But no, for serious, everybody get a 3DS.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, they're fun.
It's hands down the best gaming system. Period.
Oh, I got a story about the Xbox.
You heard it from Travis. 3DS is the best gaming system when you're on your period. Speaking of periods, how you doing?
Wow.
Oh.
You wouldn't want to know what the weekend and the week I've been having, okay?
I just want to hear what you're giving up for Lent. I'm kind of scared of what kind of week you had.
Why weren't we talking to Brian when we asked about periods?
Oh!
Nice.
Well, I am not giving up any games because I need something to distract myself because I'm going to try to give up soda and junk food and chips so I can actually get a good bikini body for the summer.
I've been doing the same thing.
Games to distract myself from not eating junk food.
Yeah, she's actually trying. We're not even pretending.
We've given up on life.
Yeah, we...
I gave up on cheese. Completely. It's just terrible. I know. I figure it's the most painful thing.
Kick you out of the state.
Right?
I doubt it. Because I still drink beer.
Okay,
let
my
year old
trying to come back.
You have to consume 6,000 calories.
It's a felony.
You have to consume 6,000 calories.
Only in Wisconsin.
Right.
Yeah.
He has horrible timing.
He does. So you giving up any games for Lent? As in games, I've been playing Smite a lot, so I should probably really should give up that. And Twitch TV. I should really stop watching that, because I'm addicted to... Twitch Plays Pokemon is hilarious. It's nothing better than see, like, people put in, like, 50,000 commands, and they're still on the menu. It's like, up, down, 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 A, B, A, B, B, B. My. Wow.
You know... I actually do have a console I'm going to give up for Lent. The Xbox One, because I don't have it. Actually, my roommate picked one up, and he decided to do something that was really, really dickheaded. So they got the Xbox One, right? They set it all up in their room, right? And they didn't tell me that they got it. They packaged the box back up, set it right in front of my door, and then knocked on it and ran away. I opened the door, and I squealed like a little fifth grader. I was like, oh my God! I grab it, and I pick it up, and it's empty. And all of a sudden, I throw it against the wall, and I yell, what the fuck? Now, I only heard, and all of a sudden, I heard Jackie, my roommate Claudio's fiance, start laughing. Claudio was like, I told you we shouldn't have done that. And apparently, they got into an argument beforehand because Jackie says that I like to mess with people all the time, which is clearly not true, guys, as you all know me so well. And she wanted to fuck with me. Yeah, just a little bit. And she wanted to, you know, get me back for once. And Claudio said, don't do it. You will bury us in a shallow grave. And they got into this huge argument over me and what I would do to them.
And now they're not together anymore, and it's all your fault.
They're together in heaven forever.
Well, here's the thing. You'll be able to always find
that's sweet.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
PS4 might be able to.
Brian, do you have a fee?
We're not going down this road.
Yeah.
Oh, we already know what happened.
Yeah, we already know what's going to fucking happen. I'm
going to
pull a gun
on
the
shit. What do you mean?
It's because of video games, isn't it?
Fail out again. He lost.
I missed something.
Lost. Console
like
lost the console
won.
Wars.
No.
He's like,
he rage quit a video game.
Yes,
he
did.
Even a video game there.
Exactly.
He rage quit a box.
Ryan rage quit a box.
So.
Shut up
and put it in your mouth.
So.
Put it in your mouth.
Frank ever.
So I don't know what the heck to say. You know, this is probably the worst ending we've actually done for Guys Games of the Year. You gonna rage quit this one?
This isn't so much.
Everyone's staring at me. I can't rage quit.
Rage quit. Rage quit.
Someone needs.
Rage quit. Rage quit. Rage quit. Rage quit. Rage quit.
Ryan should kill himself.
Yes, now he needs to kill himself. Yeah.
We're gonna do that in post.
Yes. We'll do that in
post.
Post production, we're gonna do that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Rob.
Post production, really?
Yeah, right. Like I do any post production.
You can do edit production.
You got better cameras.
She literally cracks up the Windows people.
Yeah.
Poor Windows people. Right. I know.
Okay, no.
No, that's smart. So, thanks for watching Guys, Games, and Beer. I hope you enjoyed the Fire and Ice segments, and I hope you really loved what we're giving up for Lent, because we really worked,
and Funky Town.
And we've worked really hard on this episode. It was all scripted.
Let's do it! Let's go!
There's a theme song to Funky Town!
Nice towel-y.
Jesus Christ.
This is the stupidest episode we've ever done. And that's saying it.